Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to Torwadi Mechana Chiyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Har. Today we'll be studying Sefer Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel. Fascinating Perek. Lots of amazing things going on. Let's get right into our learning. Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph. V'hine ish Elokim bam Yehuda bedvar Hashem el Beit El. V'yaravam omeid al mizbech lahaktir. A man of God came from Yehuda. Remember the southern region, the southern territory of Yehuda. By the word of God, he came to Beit El, where the Egel HaZahav was established, and Yeravam was standing by his Mizbeach, remember the Bama, the false Mizbeach, the Asher Mizbeach, to bring Ketoras, to bring offerings and incense spices, Vayikra al Mizbeach Bedvar Hashem Vayomer. And this Navi, who is the Navi, by the way, he is not named here in the Pesukim, but the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, we are going to look at inside, names him as Ido the Navi, Ayin Dalid Vav, Ido HaNavi. He is identified as such in the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin, Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, so this prophet Ido calls on the Mizbeach, and he says, Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Kol Amar Hashem. He calls it a prophecy, speaking to the Mizbeach, if you will, in front of Yeravim. Altar, altar, so says Hashem. Hine Bein Nolad, the base David, Yoshiyahu Shmo, Vizavach Alacha et Kohanei Habamo, Hamakdirim Alacha, La'atzmut Adam Yisrufu Alacha. Altar, altar, so says Hashem. Behold, a son will be born to the house of David. Yoshiyahu is his name, and he will slaughter upon you, the altar, the false priests, the priests of the Bamot who are offering upon you, and the bones of men will be burned upon you. Not only did he have this give this prophecy, he also gave a sign that the prophecy was really from God, a true prophet. He said, I give a sign that I am a real Navi. I'm a Navi Amas. What is the sign? This altar, this Mizbech, will be torn. It will split, and the ashes that are upon it will fall, will be spilled. Pasuk Dalet, Vayihi kishma mech estvar isha lihim masher kara al Mizbech. When Yeravam hears this prophecy, he obviously does not like it very much. That was called upon his altar and Beit El. He sends forth his hand and he says to his men, he's a king, he has attendants here. He says to the men, capture him. And all of a sudden, his hand becomes shriveled up. He can't even bring the hand back. Something happens to his hand and his hand is immobile. His hand is shriveled up. His hand is all of a sudden useless. And just like Ido the Navi said, the Mizbeach was torn apart and the ashes from upon it fell. Just like the prophet prophesied, you know who this reminds me of? Paro. What did Paro say to Moshe over and over and over again in the Torah narrative of the Makos? I will not let them go. I'm stubborn. What's the first thing Paro said to Moshe? Who is God that I shall listen to his voice? I don't know God. I'm not sending the people. That's Shmos Perkei Pasuk Beis. But every time there's a Makkah, and it's so clear that there is Eyo Kodesh Baruch Hu, his palal ba'adi, ha'atiru al Hashem ba'adi, please pray for me to your God. Why would Paro say that unless he understood that Moshe had a true power from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Yeravam all of a sudden says, please implore the face of Hashem, your God, Hashem Elokecha, your God. Pray for me, so my hand will come back to me. So Ido davins, and the hand of the king goes back how it was, Puzuk Zayin. So Yeravam recognizes that this man is truly a prophet of God. He says, come to my house and have a meal with me, Usa'ada, from the word Suda. And I want to give you something. I want to give you a gift. Lo avo imach. Yeravam says, please come with me. I want to give you food, a su'udah, a gift. And the Navi says to the king, if you give me half your house, half your kingdom, I'm not coming with you. V'lo ochal lechem, I'm not going to eat bread with you. V'lo eshtamayim b'makom hazeh. I will not eat bread. I will not drink water in this place. If you give me half your kingdom, I'm not coming with you. What is this very reminiscent of? Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kishma, Rabbi Yoshua ben Kisma says, Pam achas hayisi mehalich baderech. One time I was walking on the way, upaga bi adam echad, and a man encountered me. V'nasan li shalom ve'achzarti lo shalom. The man gave me shalom aleichem. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Kisma, I give him back aleichem shalom. Amar li, he said to me, Rabbi me'ezo makom ata. Rabbi, from what place are you? Amarti lo, I said to him, Meir gedola, shel chacham v'shel sofer mani. I come from a great place of Torah scholars and scribes, just like the Navi came from Malchus Yehuda. Amarli, the man said to Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma the Tana, Rabbi, Ritzoncha shetadur imanu b'mikomenu. Rabbi, come live with us in our place. V'ani yeteinecha alef alafim din rezav. Avanim tovus umargos. I'll give you thousands and thousands of dinarim of gold. I'll give you precious gems. I'll give you pearls. Amarti lo. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said, Im atano sein li kol kasef izav. Avanim tovus umargolios shabolam. If you give me all the silver and the gold and the precious gems and the pearls in the world, Eini dar ela b'makom Torah. I will never live in a place other than Torah. L'chein chasu b'sefer Tehillim, continues the Mishnah, like it says in Sefer Tehillim, Ayidei David Melech Yisrael, Tov li Torahs picha me'alfei zahav v'kesef. The word of your Torah, the word of your mouth, HaShakadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah of your mouth, Hashem, is better for me than thousands of gold and silver. The Mishnah continues to talk about how Torah accompanies us in this world, in the grave, in the next world. L'maisa, we're not finishing the Mishnah right now just because of time, but that's what this reminds me of. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was offered to live in a place and he was going to get so many riches, so much abundance. He said, what? Do you think I want riches? Would I ever replace Torah for gold and silver? Im aton oseini kol kesef v'zav avanim tovus v'megosha ba'olam eini dar ela b'makom Torah. I will never leave a place of Torah. What was Beit Al Rachman Al Son at this time? A place of Avodah Zarah, a place where wicked Yeravam would not allow the Jews to go to offer Karbanot. Where? Go up to Be'ol HaRagel. He would not allow them to go up to Har HaBayit. He would not allow them to go to Yerushalayim. Why? Because he didn't want them to pledge allegiance to the king of Yehuda. He wanted full allegiance for himself. He set up Agli Bakar, Agli Zahav, and Beit El and Don, and Beit El was the main place of worship. So after he, Yeravam, says, come to my house, I'm going to give you a suda, I'm going to give you presents. Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Ish Elohim El HaMelech, Im Titein Li Eschatzi Beisech Elov Avo Imech. You could give me half your kingdom. I'm not coming with you. I'm not eating bread, I'm not drinking water. B'makom Hazeh, in this place of Avodah Zarah. Pasuk Tes, because so God commanded me, Hashem spoke to me, and Hashem said to me, Lo Tochal Lechem, Velo Tishtamayim. Edo, you're not allowed to eat bread. Again, Edo is identified by the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I'm aware of that. It's not in the Pesukim. And you should not drink water. V'lo tashu b'derech asher halachta. Don't go back the way you came. Go back a different way. Don't go back the way you came to Beit El. Now we meet a Navi Sheker who lives in Beit El. We're up to Pasuk Yidav. This is so interesting. It's extremely, extremely interesting. The Navi Echad Zakein. There was one old prophet. He is a false prophet, as identified by the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Yoshe b'Beit El. He lived in Beit El. V'yavo b'no v'yisaper. So there's no WhatsApp, and there's no Instagram, and there's no WhatsApp status or Facebook, so how, or podcast, so how are you, or Spotify, so how are you supposed to get word? They want to tell their father what happened, so what do? His son comes home, and he tells his father, like in the olden days, taka snail mail, what happened in Beit El, and they tell their father, and the false prophet is fascinated. He recognizes that that's truly a prophet of God. He says, which way did he go? The son showed their father the way that the man of God came from Asher Bam Yehuda, who came from Yehuda, the way that the man of God who came from Yehuda went. And he says to his sons, harness my donkey. And they saddle his donkey for him, and he rides upon the donkey. He goes after the man of God. He finds him sitting tachas ha'ela, under a certain kind of tree. We also see this tree back in Bereshis. After the incident with Shechem, Yaakov tells his children to bury their Avodah Zarah clothing, garments, spoils that they took from the Avodah Zarah town of Shechem, tachas ha'ela. Okay, and he says, are you the man of God who came from Yehuda? And Edo says, Ani, I am. And he says, come with me to my house and eat bread. He says, I cannot come with you. I'm not returning with you. I'm not coming with you. I can't eat bread. I can't drink water. B'makom hazeh, in such a place of Avodah Zarah like this. Because the word of God came to me and he said, Lo tochal lechem v'lo tishta shamayim. God said, don't eat bread. Don't drink their water. Lo tashuv l'lechas b'derech asher halachta. By very specific instructions from God, I'm not allowed to eat bread. I'm not allowed to drink water in this place. I can't go back the way that I came. Vayomer lo, gamani navi kamocha. A man from Beit El, the elderly man, says, I am also a prophet just like you. An angel appeared to me with the word of God. And the angel told me, bring that man back to your house and he will eat bread and give him water to drink. Chicheshlo. We're in Pasuk Yod Ches, the end of Pasuk Yod Ches. He lied to him. The Navi, the real Navi, Ido, is identified by the Gemara, goes back with him. He eats bread in his house. He drinks water. They're in the middle of sitting by the table. They're in the middle of their Seuda. And all of a sudden, the false prophet from Beit El, who lied to Ido, he has a real Nevuah. The man from Beit El, who brought back the real prophet, all of a sudden gets a Nevuah. This is the false prophet having a real nevuah. And he calls out to Ido, and he says, because you rebelled against the word of Hashem, you didn't guard the command that Hashem, your God, commanded you. You returned, you ate bread, you drank water. The place where you were specifically told, in this place, don't eat bread. How could you have a meal of Avodah Zarah? In this place, don't drink water. Your corpse will not be brought to Kavura with your fathers. So the false prophet all of a sudden had a real nevuah. After he finished eating bread, after he finished drinking, they saddled a donkey for him, for the prophet, to go back. And he's going on his way. And an aryeh, a lion, finds him on the way, the real Navi, who's going back to Yehuda, after he ate a meal with the false prophet in Beit El, which he wasn't supposed to do. And the false prophet actually gets a nevuah. And the lion puts him to death. And his corpse is just cast on the way. And his donkey standing next to the corpse. And the lion is standing next to the corpse. You have the corpse in the middle of the real prophet, the lion on one side, the donkey on the other side. People are passing by and they see the corpse just cast on the way. They see the lion standing next to the corpse. They come and they speak in the city where the old man prophet is sitting. In other words, they come back to Beit El. They're like, you're not going to believe what's just on the outskirts of the city. There's this crazy scene. There's a lion standing guard over a corpse. There's a donkey. The lion's not eating anything and the corpse is just lying there. And the man, the false prophet, hears what happened. And he says, Isha Elokim, who? I know who that corpse is. He is a man of God. Asher maras pi Hashem, but he rebelled against the word of Hashem. Vayideu Hashem la'aryeh. Hashem gave him to a lion. Vayishbereu, it broke him. Vayimisei, like literally, broke his bones, broke his body. And put him to death. Kedvar Hashem asher diberlo, like the word of God that he spoke to him. And now again, this old man in Beit El, who was a false prophet, who actually is a real nevuah, speaks to his son saying, saddle my donkey. Once again, with the saddling of the donkey, they saddle his donkey. He goes, he finds the corpse cast on the way. He finds the donkey and the lion standing next to the corpse. And the Navi even tells us, lo acham in Pasuk Chavches, lo achal ha'aryeh es ha'nevela v'lo shavar es ha'chamar. This is clearly sent from Hashem. Normally, what would the lion have done? He would have eaten either the man or the donkey. In this case, the lion's just standing there. He didn't eat the corpse. He did not break the donkey, which means the lion wasn't hungry. He was sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayisa Navi es nivlas ish alakim, vayinecheu alachamar, vayishiveu, vayavol ir Navi azak, and they spud the kvaro. This old Navi picks up the corpse of the man of God. He rests him upon the donkey. He brings him back to his town to give hespedim and to bury him. Vayanach es nivlaso bekivro. He puts his corpse into a caver. Remember, this is in Beit El. It's almost a divine poetic justice. I told you not to eat and drink in Beit El, a place where those are. Now you're going to be buried in Beit El for perpetuity. And he was told, you're not going to be buried with your forefathers, and he wasn't. And he gives a hesped for him. Hoi achi, woe my brother. And after he buries him, this old man, Navi, false Navi, real Navi, says to his sons, when I die, bury me in the caver next to the man of God. Next to his bones, bury my bones. Because the word of God was actually to him. He recognizes that he was a real prophet. Over the altar that is in Beit El, and over all of the batei habamon asher ba'armei sharman, and over all of the houses of forbidden worship in the sharman. Okay, before we conclude the parak, there's two more psukim that are commentary on Yeravam. How could it be that a false Navi, who is a sinful man, who lives in Beit El, a place of idol worship and rebellion against God, actually have a nevuah? Imamish had a nevuah. How could that be? Listen to the Gemara Masecha Sanhedrin. The Gemara Masecha Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis through Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is speaking about how great it is to give food to travelers, okay? The Gemara says, and the Gemara gives a number of reasons why giving food to travelers is so great. For purposes of our learning, we're only going to discuss one of those reasons. Gedola Legima. It is great to provide food to travelers and guests. Why? According to Rabbi Yochanan Didei, Rabbi Yochanan Didei said in his own name, why? He gives a number of reasons, but one of them is, Umashra Shechina al Nevi'ei HaBaal. So great is the mitzvah of giving provisions to travelers that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it causes the Shechina to dwell upon false prophets, the prophets of Baal. And Mamash gives genuine nevuah to Nevi'ei Sheker. How do we learn that out? The Gemara brings a proof on the next Amud, Adaf Amud, Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, Umashra Shechina Nevi'ei HaBaal. How do we know that giving food to a guest causes the Shechina to rest upon the prophet of Baal, Mechaveiro Shel Ido HaNavi, from the friend, i.e., who's the friend of Edo in this story? I mean, I don't know if he was such a friend, but Lamaisa. The false prophet, the old man in Beit El, we learn it from him. Dichtiv, like the Pasuk says, Vayihem Yoshvim El Shulchan, they're sitting by the table, Vayidvar Hashem El Navi, Asher Yeshivo, and the man who brings it back to Beit El gets a nevuah. This is the proof that giving food to travelers is so great. The Shechina could even dwell upon a Nevi'ei Sheker. How much more so could the Shechina dwell upon a Torah Jew who is giving food to travelers? Listen to Rashi on the Gemara, please. Umashra Shechina on Nevi'ei HaBaal, Mechavir Sha'idah Navi. Rashi on the Gemara says, we learn that the Shechina rests upon Nevi'ei Baal from the friend of Ido HaNavi. Listen to the Rashi. The Ido HaNavi Nisnabe Amizbech Beis El. Ido the prophet had a Nevuah on the altar Beit El, Sheyachriv, that will be destroyed, Mipnei Sheham Mibo Yeravam Tzolamim. Why? Because Yeravam established Wa Avodah Zarah. Dichtiv, like the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, V'hine Ish Elohim Ba Meyehuda, the man of God came for Yehuda. This is Ido. V'yomer, Mizbech, Mizbech, and he had a nevuah to the Mizbech, Umefarish B'Seder Olam, and Rashi says, it's explained in Seder Olam, Dahainu Ido HaNavi, that prophet was Ido, Uba Navi HaShaker, a false prophet came. Vehitio Ido, he tricked, he made Ido make a mistake, he misled Ido. Vehishivo LeBeit El, he brings Ido back to Beit El. Vehaviru a mitzvah Kosh Baruch Hu, and Ido transgressed the command of God. Sha'amar lo, because God said, Lo Tashuv LeBeit El, don't go back to Beit El. Vehichilu, and yet this false prophet gave Ido food. Ubizchus Shahechilu, and in the merit of providing with food, Sharsa Olav Shechina. He merited a real Nevuah. Shanamar, like the Pasuk says, Vayidvar Shamal Isha Navi, Asher Shiva Lechilu Atzo. Wow. It's a fascinating parak and a fascinating narrative. Oh, how does the parak end? Quickly, after all of these incidents, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Lo Shav Yeravam Midar Kol Ra. Yeravam received a nevuah, his hand shrank, his hand went back to being whole, the whole incident in Beit El, the lions, everybody heard about it, even without WhatsApp status, they all knew about it. Yeravam did not return from his bad ways. He took Kohanim from whoever wanted in the nation, which you obviously can't do, whoever he wanted. This was a sin in the house of Yeravam. It was a rebellion, and Hashem took an oath, so to speak. Hashem decided to eradicate and destroy the family of Yeravam from all the face of the earth. But it's incredible, limud. But also, what we have to keep in mind is there's a big Mr. Haskell here. Baruch Hashem, we are not going after Baal, or hopefully not going after Avodah Zarah. We have to be mechazik in the mitzvah of Hechnasas Archim. If this is the reward to Nevi'ei Sheker, imagine how much more so Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to do Hechnasas Archim, to provide food and drink for travelers, to assist people on their way, to welcome a fellow Jew into our home, to make them feel comfortable, to give them provisions. Imagine how much more so this makes the Shechina happy and brings Ba'azvar Hashem Hashar So Shechina to Klal Yisrael. Dedicated anonymously as a chus for the Torah leaders across the world, may Hashem grant them continue be koch and wisdom to lead Kai Yisrael because kosu Hashem and the coming of Mashiach b'mehir b'yameinu. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone, for learning with me. Be'ezras Hashem, we continue tomorrow. Kol tov to all.